Music from the Kansas City Suite, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert at the Kirkland Performance Center. That was Paseo Promenade with Dan Marcus on trombone, Randy Halberstadt at the piano, and Travis Ranney, the tenor saxophonist, as soloist. From the recording of the Kansas City Suite, music of Benny Carter, played by the SRJO. And the next concert by the SRJO is on Father's Day and will feature the music of Charles Mingus. We're looking forward to that. Mark Seals and his group before that, Mark at the piano, Fred Hamilton guitar, Dave Capteen bass, and Gary Hobbs on drums, played Maddie at the Getty. Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest for today, I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening today. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.
This is the Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Coleman Hawkins to start the program today from an outstanding quintet he had in 1945, recorded by Moses Ash, A-S-C-H, and the Ash label. With Hawkins, who plays the tenor, Howard McGee trumpet, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Eddie Robinson bass, and Denzel DaCosta Best on the drums. 1945, Ash Records, his quintet, Howard McGee's trumpet, Sir Charles Thompson piano, Eddie Robinson on the bass, and Denzel DaCosta Best on the drums. Hawks, The Night Ramble, Sir Charles Thompson's Lady's Lullaby, a beauty by Hawk called Leave My Heart Alone. and one also by Hawkins, and he chose the harmonic structure of a pop tune of the time called Idaho, and he calls it Bean Stocking, S-T-A-L-K-I-N-G, and Bean being one of the nicknames for Hawkins. And if he'd ask him, he said, look at my head. Coleman Hawkins, 1945. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from the 18th Annual Jazz in the Valley, a three-day music festival in historic downtown Ellensburg, celebrating straight-ahead jazz and blues with over 24 acts, as well as microbrews, Northwest wines, and local fresh fare. Information at jazzinthevalley.com.
And also, you have a chance to go on a trip to Australia. That's right. There's going to be a trip with KPLU staff and all that, you know. You're going to go down there if you want. And you depart on the 30th of September so you can get ready. And it's 14 days. The journey begins at the Manly Jazz Festival just outside Sydney. Then you fly south to Melbourne and cruise the wine roads of the Yarra Valley. Then you sail the Great Barrier Reef. And you can go snorkeling and scuba diving and say hi to the great white shark. I think they're out there, aren't they? Just kidding. I hope they're not. Take an open-air gondola trip over the rainforest and visit the Port Douglas Wildlife Habitat. Space is limited, so don't miss out on this trip. Jazz, wine, and explorer's adventure through Australia. Want to know more? Go to kplu.org and get the details. All right. That's fun, to sell on a trip like that. I'd love to do that. I'd rather go magically back to about 1950, because I know some of the bands that were there then. And I'd hang out in the bar for most of the 14 days. Well, I'd have to catch the plane back. Let's see. Skip James. He's going to play his guitar, and he's going to sing for you. My baby.
that friend. But he got lucky, stole tobacco again. Back again.
Skip James, Paramount Records, Grafton, Wisconsin, 1931. Guitar and voice. Why Grafton, Wisconsin? Well, the Wisconsin Chair Company was there. And back in those days, buy a chair, get a record. Now, if you had the Wisconsin Chair and that record, right, in original sleeve and mint condition, the chair would be forgotten. Nobody's going to knock on the door and want to get your chair. Skip James, Devil Got My Woman, and Cypress Grove Blues. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and Benny Goodman up now, 1939 Columbia record. He took on, didn't often, but he took on a basic composition, you know, competition there between bands and all, but he did, jumping at the Woodside. The Woodside was a hotel in New York where the musicians used to hang out, and so Basie put that one together. And we're going to hear fine work by Benny Goodman's drummer, Nick Fatool, Toots Mondello on alto saxophone, and a brilliant trumpet player at the time, Chris Griffin. Right now, Benny Goodman, 1939, Jumping at the Woodside. Benny Goodman, his clarinet, his band, and Jumping at the Woodside, 1939, Columbia. Same session, Goodman chose Stealin' Apples, written by Thomas Fats Waller. He never recorded it, interestingly enough. And the arranger with Goodman at this time, he did a lot of work for Goodman. Fletcher Henderson did an arrangement of Waller's Stealin' Apples. And you'll hear again from trumpet work of Chris Griffin and Nick Fatool's great drumming. Thank you. two versions of Stealin' Apples. First one, Benny Goodman, 1939. Second one, the original Fletcher Henderson's Orchestra, 1936. His arrangement, his piano. Chew Berry, playing tenor saxophone solo. Roy Eldridge, trumpet, and Buster Bailey on clarinet. Now, Fletcher Henderson, 36, is going to do Christopher Columbus, written by the tenor saxophonist Chew Berry. Then the original 1936 Fats Waller doing his version of Andy Rezav's lyric to Christopher Columbus.
Got up and went home. Then came a yell for Isabel, and they brought on the rum and Isabel. No more mutiny, no. What a time at sea. With diplomacy, Christa made history, yes. Mr. Christopher Columbus, he used rhythm as a compass, yes, yes. Music ended all the rumpus, yes. Wise old Christopher Columbus. Lots of Christy, yes. Yes, yes, yes. look at there. Christie's grabbed the Santa Maria and he's going back, yeah. Look at there. In the year 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. I'm up in the air now, I'm tearing my hair now. I'm crying! The panic's gone. How could she? What is the reason? I don't know. Maybe she is on the teasing, I hope so. Whoa, the river is nearby. If she's here by tomorrow dawn, you know what's gonna happen? I'll tell you what's gonna happen. I think I'll jump in. I gotta do something. The panic's on, yeah! That's on that song.
I like the hat, I like the pose. Oh, mercy, look at that. Is she pretty? I'm telling you. Yeah, flash on to her, get her. Yeah. Yeah.
We started with Fletcher Henderson doing Christopher Columbus, 1936. Then Pat Waller dug into it, 1936 as well, and gave his vocal, so we might hear Andy Razaf's lyric. Then they went on, The Panic Is On, Ooh, Look A There, Ain't She Sweet, Ain't She Pretty, Victor Records. In the band, Herman Autry playing the trumpet, Gene Sedgwick clarinet and tenor, Waller vocalizing and playing the piano, James Smith guitar, Charlie Turner on bass, and Yank Porter playing the drums. I mean, I fantasize a lot about, you know, being in a place where that band's playing. I mean, that must have been something. But I have to realize that the people who lived at that time just sort of took for granted that there was all this stuff going on. Oh, let's go over there and see Fats Waller. Okay, well, let's go over there and see Ellington. And just walk in, pay a nickel for a beer, and sit there and talk with the musicians. Must have been something. Really something. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from the 18th Annual Jazz in the Valley, a three-day music festival in historic downtown Ellensburg, celebrating straight-ahead jazz and blues with over 24 acts, as well as microbrews, Northwest wines, and local fresh fare. Information at jazzinthevalley.com.
So we're on the highway speeding southward out of Tehran.
From the deserts of Iran to the plains of North Dakota.
This is a classic Main Street. I'm standing on Dakota Avenue.
Every day, Morning Edition takes you to the news.
A trip that's made complete by KPLU's daily tour of Northwest news and analysis. Coverage that gets us all off on the right foot.
Come along for the journey. Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 4 until 9 on KPLU.
And now Jerry Mulligan and his baritone saxophone and his concert jazz band, 1961 for Verve Records, and George Russell's All About Rosie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mulligan and his concert jazz band, 1961 Verve Records, and George Russell's composition and arrangement All About Rosie. Mulligan's fine solos on baritone saxophone, Bob Brookmeyer, valve trombone, Don Ferreira on trumpet, and Gene Quill playing alto saxophone. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5. KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Here is Fannie Mae Goosby.
Sweet as honey and sin.
Fannie Mae Goosby, 1923, OK Records. And on piano, Clarence Williams. And on cornet, Thomas Morris. I've Got the Blues, That's All, and Grievous Blues. Fannie Mae Goosby. Right here on 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
The buttons are really big, and you blow a lot of air into the instrument, and that really appeals to a middle schooler.
That's guest DJ Danny Quaranta from the Issaquah High Jazz Band talking about the early appeal of his baritone sax. Danny takes over the 8 o'clock hour of evening jazz this Thursday night. You'll hear sax great John Coltrane and cool stuff from Sun Ra. Don't miss our guest DJ Danny Quaranta Thursday night at 8 on KPLU's Evening Jazz.
Thanks to Beacon Plumbing and BECU for their support.
I'm going to chase a composition by Jelly Roll Morton. Might be one of his most famous, King Porter Stomp. He knew a guy named Porter King, and he, you know, reversed it and all that. But he was great. I mean, Morton was going around playing the piano better than anybody else, really, in those days, and writing beautiful stuff. We'll hear his 1926 Vocalion performance of King Porter Stomp, solo piano. And then 53 years later, 1979, a trio called Air will do their version of King Porter Stomp. Air has Henry Threadgill doing saxophones and flute, Fred Hopkins on string bass, and Steve McCall on percussion.
We'll be right back.
Chasing of King Porter Stomp, written by pianist Jelly Roll Morton, played by him 1926 in Chicago for Vocalion Records, solo piano. And then Air for Bluebird Records, 1979, Henry Threadgill on saxophone, Fred Hopkins bass, and Steve McCall on percussion, and their version of King Porter Stomp. Here is Lee Wiley.
In a field of white, stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light. Stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter. And in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer. My arms wound around you tight. Stars fell on Alabama last night. Can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light. Stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer.
Something more, I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss the moss-covered vines, the tall sugar pines, where mockingbirds used to sing. And I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi hurrying back to spring. The moonlight on the bayou, a Creole tune that fills the air. I dream about magnolias in June. Soon I'm wishing that I were there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? 'Cause that's where you left your heart. And there's something more. I miss the one I care for more than I miss. More than I miss New
Lee Wiley, 1956, arrangements for her by Dean Kincaid. Stars Fell on Alabama, written by Frank Perkins, lyric by Mitchell Parrish. Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? Eddie DeLange did the lyric, and Louis Alter did the music. With her, Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Cutty Cutshall, trombone, Peanuts Huckle playing the clarinet, Kincaid arranging and doing baritone saxophone work, Lou Stein at the piano, Barry Galbraith guitar, Bobby Haggart on bass, and Cliff Lehman right there playing the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you.
Support for KPLU and The Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
Chico Hamilton Quintet, 1955, Los Angeles, for Pacific Jazz Records. And that means Buddy Collette playing flute, clarinet, alto, tenor. Fred Katz playing cello. Jim Hall, guitar. Carson Smith, bass. And Hamilton on his drums. Pacific Jazz, 1955. Claude Williams now. Interesting. We're going to hear him play the violin. He started out on the guitar. Matter of fact, he was in Basie's first band before Freddie Green became the guitarist. This is 1977 in France for Black and Blue Records.
Thank you.
Todd Williams playing his violin, 1977, Black and Blue Records. With him, Jay McShann on piano, Gene Ramey playing bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. Sea Jam Blues by Duke Ellington, and Fiddler's Dream by Huddy Ledbetter, better known as Leadbelly. Now Leadbelly, 1943, his guitar, his voice. He's going to sing Fiddler's Dream the way he conceived it, and in it, two more of his hollers, Yellow Gal and Green Corn.
I dig a hole to put the devil in. I dig a hole to put the devil in. Talk about the fiddler's fiddler's jam. In the outside of Abraham. Talk about the fiddler's fiddler's jam. Fiddler's jam. Fiddler's jam. Abraham. Abraham. Talk about the fiddler's fiddler's jam. Talk about the fiddler's fiddler's jam. Find a hole, help me dig a hole, help me dig a hole, find a hole to put the devil in. Talk about fiddlers, fiddlers now.
I'm a yellow gown. I went home with a yellow gown. I went home with a yellow gown. Didn't tell thanks to yellow gown. Didn't tell thanks to yellow gown. Yellow gown. Yellow is the yellow gown. Yellow is the yellow gown. Papa got stuck on the yellow gown. Papa got stuck on the yellow gown. He got 30 years for the yellow gown. He got 30 years for the yellow gown. Yellow gown.
Huddy Ledbetter, known as Leadbelly, 1943, for Disc Records. He did Fiddler's Dream, Yellow Gal, Green Corn, all part of one 10-inch disc he produced at that time, as it was an influence, enough so that Claude Williams thought to slow it down and play it kind of as a ballad on his violin. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Occupy.com, presenting Lawrence Lessig and Marianne Williamson with the new documentary Kill Switch, The Battle to Control the Internet, and a discussion about the influence of money in politics. June 4th, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, Seattle. More at brownpapertickets.com.
Here's an ordinary sound. A child says hi.
But this child was born deaf. An experimental device implanted in her brain is helping her hear some sounds.
This is a very rare procedure, so there have been less than 200 of these implanted worldwide in children.
I'm David Green, a technology that could help some deaf children hear sounds. That's on the next Morning Edition.
Thank you. Of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you, and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand drowns. It's love, can there be any doubt when there it is, day in, day
exciting as you claim, would you put that down in writing and autograph it with your name? You have told me I'm a picture that your arms would like to frame. Would you care to paint that picture and autograph it with your name? I have heard your proposition. Must I listen to that again? I don't mind the repetition. Why don't you say it with a fountain pen? Though your offer is inviting, I feel better just the same. When you put that down in writing, if matrimony is your aim, autograph it with your name. Thank you.
That set started with alto saxophonist Pete Brown, 1945 Savoy Records, Ed Lewis trumpet and Ray Parker piano, Al Casey getting some solo work there on guitar, Al Matthews bass and Ray Nathan playing drums, both of them by Brown, Midnight Blues, and That's It. Then Artie Shaw, his clarinet, and his band, 1939 for Bluebird, with arrangements by Jerry Gray, Day In, Day Out, written by Rube Bloom and Johnny Mercer, with Helen Forrest doing the vocal, and fine tenor work by Georgie Auld, and then Put That Down in Writing, a rare one by Harry Warren and Al Dubin, sung by the tenor saxophone player, one of the tenor saxophone players in the band, Tony Pastor, and the trombone work of George Arras. All right, Pete Brown and Artie Shaw. You're listening to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, at 88.5, KPLI Olympia, 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley, 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. A community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. London now, 1971, Black Lion Records, Thelonious Monk on piano, Al McKibben playing bass, Art Blakey on the drums. Thank you. Thelonious Monk Trio, 1971 in London, Black Lion Records, Al McKibben on bass, Art Blakey playing the drums. Masterful. Evidence, Nutty, and Crepuscule with Nelly, all by Monk. And as fine a rendition of those that you're going to hear anyplace. London, 1971. I know early on Mosaic brought out all of the stuff that Monk did over there. I do hope if you don't have it, you like Monk, you can get it. Probably find it online somewhere. Hope so. Thelonious Monk. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from the Northwest Railway Museum in Snoqualmie, featuring Day Out with Thomas, the celebration tour, where little engineers and their families take a ride with Thomas the Tank Engine. Storytelling, live music, and hands-on activities on the weekends of July 10th and 17th. Details at trainmuseum.org.
On KPLU's Morning Edition, we bring you live reports and in-depth analysis of Northwest news from reporters focused on the things you care about.
Joining me live with the latest on the labor dispute is business and labor reporter Ashley Gross. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Pielthorpe joins us now live to talk about this action and why it's important to our region. Education reporter Kyle Stokes has been tracking the vote and joins us now live.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 4 until 9 on KPLU.
My heart gets a chill, I feel such a thrill, my feet won't keep still when they swing that music. Rhythm like that puts me in a trance. You can't blame me for wanting to dance. From what I understand, it's simply grand to play in a band when they swing that music. I'm so happy as can be when they swing that music for me. Thank you.
A set of three, starting with Louis Armstrong, 1936, playing his trumpet and singing his composition, Swing That Music, Decca Records. Clarence Williams, piano, and his band, 1933, for Vocalion, Way Down Home. Ed Allen's cornet, Cecil Scott, one of my favorite clarinet players there, Ike Robinson, banjo, and Cyrus St. Clair on tuba. Then, string bass player, Slam Stewart, Manor Records, 1945. That's called Hop, Skip, and Jump. Earl Garner on piano and Harold Doc West on the drums. And what Stewart does is he bows the bass as well as plays pizzicato with his fingers. And when he's bowing, he's humming what he's bowing, or he's bowing what he's humming. Hop, skip, and jump. Back in the days when Buddy Catlett, who died last year, and I were playing at the New Orleans Creole restaurant quite frequently, I used to talk with him about bass players and other members of the community. And it was always grand to talk with him. And I miss him dearly. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and here is Sarah Ford with Billy Strayhorn.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, this man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll try my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say one little word. Maybe I shall meet him someday. Maybe Monday. Maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet my man one day. Tuesday might be my great news day. We'll build that little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. What you? And though all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love.
I'm going with my mama, going out on the queue. And if I find anything, coming back after you. Going out on the CB&Q. I said, going out on the CB&Q. If I find anything, girl, coming back after you. Soon the morning, I'll let it pass fall. I said, soon one morning, I'll let it pass fall. Tell your mama, call the local, you get the cannonball. I call on behind. Say my mama called the local, I call on behind. Say now you can't leave me, can only a crying. Ain't gonna be along. Pretty mama, ain't gonna be along. And you treated me wrong. When I leave from here, going out on the road, I don't find no log camp, I find a gravel camp show. What's the matter here? What's the matter here? Ain't nothing going on wrong, but mama, I don't care. Don't need you no harm. When I had you black gal, I didn't have nobody no harm.
Three in that set, Sarah Ford sang and Billy Strayhorn played the piano. Man I Love, George Gershwin, and 1950. Then Duke Ellington and Max Roach, 1950, the new piano roll blues, they call that. And they were joined at the end by Red Rodney on trumpet, Johnny Hodges, alto saxophone, Harry Carney, baritone saxophone, and Wendell Marshall on bass throughout. Then Louis Black, Memphis, 1927, his voice, his guitar, Columbia Records, and Gravel Camp Blues. Jerry Mulligan now on baritone sax, Paul Desmond alto saxophone, Joe Benjamin bass, and Dave Bailey on the drums.
The top of 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 the top of
Something. It's like riding along in a great sports car in a country road. Jerry Mulligan and Paul Desmond, baritone sax and alto saxophone, respectively. 1957 Verve Records. They call it Blues in Time. They're joined by Joe Benjamin and Dave Bailey. And you're listening to 88.5. KPLU, and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Vesuvio Entertainment Corporation and Rocky Mountain Pictures, whose latest film, An Open Secret, directed by Amy Berg, arrives in theaters this June. This documentary follows the stories of five former child actors whose lives were turned upside down by multiple predators. Proceeds from the film will go to the Courage to Act Foundation.
Hey, this is Jennifer Magnus.
This is Alan Toussaint.
This is Irma Thomas.
Hey, this is Kim Wilson of the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
And this is John Kessler. Join me and my pals every Saturday and Sunday night for All Blues.
This is Joan Osborne.
Hi there, this is B.B. King.
This is Shamika Copeland.
Hey, now this is Dr. Jones.
We go from 6 to midnight every Saturday and Sunday. Hope you can make it.
All Blues on 88.5 KPLU.
Won't you come along with me? Along the Mississippi. We'll take a boat to the land of dreams. Steam down the river down to New Orleans. A band there to meet us. Oh, to greet us. You'll see the place where the folks all meet. A heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where all good friends always meet in New Orleans. The land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems, or just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes, we wear her welcome streets. Welcome me, and where I can lose lose my Basin Street blues. You came with me.
Bobby Hackett and Jack Teagarden Band, Capitol Records, Los Angeles, 1955. Basin Street Blues, Spencer Williams wrote that, and then he asked Jack Teagarden and Glenn Miller to put the words to it. Basin Street Blues. And of course, Teagarden's wonderful playing of his trombone and of his voice. I'd like to go out with Eddie Condon, 1955, with Hackett playing the cornet. Eddie Condon and His Friends, 1955, Columbia Records. Bobby Hackett, cornet. Cutty Cutshall, playing trombone. Dick Carey, alto horn. Edmund Hall, clarinet. Gene Schroeder, playing the piano. Walter Page, bass. And George Wetling on the drums. I've Been a Friend, I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure, written by Maceo Pinkard. And Singin' the Blues by J. Russell Robinson. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. A community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thank you, Ken, for another great afternoon of jazz and for being out there. Yeah, I got All Blues coming up right after Stardate.
Stardate, May 31st. The bright gibbous moon is in balance tonight. That's because it's passing through the constellation Libra, the balance scales. In fact, Libra's two brightest stars are close above the moon this evening. Originally, those two stars formed the claws of Scorpius the Scorpion, which spreads out to the lower left of the moon. And even today, the names of those stars still represent that heritage, Zubanesh Shamali and Zubanel Janubi, the northern and southern claws. But thousands of years ago, the claws were ripped away from the Scorpion and assigned to a new constellation, Libra. At least in part, that may be because at the time, the sun passed across that part of the sky at the autumnal equinox. Day and night are roughly equal then, a sort of balance in the heavens. Thanks to an effect known as precession, though, that's no longer the case. Earth wobbles on its axis like a spinning gyroscope that's running down a little bit. As it wobbles, our perspective on the stars changes, so the sun appears against different constellations. Today, it passes through Virgo at the equinox and doesn't cross through Libra until about a month later. Look for Zubanesh Shamali a little above the moon as night falls, with Zubanel Janubi to the moon's upper right. An even brighter pinpoint of light is to the lower left of the moon, the planet Saturn. We'll have more about that tomorrow. Stardate is made possible in part by Northrop Grumman, pushing the boundaries of possibility in the space industry since the dawn of the space age. Details at northropgrumman.com/space. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
And our Puget Sound area weather forecast calls for a chance of showers tonight late, mostly cloudy otherwise, with lows in the mid-50s. And for Monday, showers are likely, with clouds and a high near 66 Monday. Right now in Seattle, mostly cloudy and 73 degrees. Olympia, clear skies, 74 degrees. And if you're listening in the Bellingham area at 88.7 FM, it's mostly cloudy and 68 degrees. Well, glad you're here. Thanks for tuning in. It's 6 o'clock Sunday night. I'm John Kessler, ready to go with All Blues. And we do it in a six-hour chunk, so a lot of it on the